Hey friends, it's Pastor Jason. Thanks so much for joining me today on The Daily Hit. Visit jasonjohncowart.com for these podcasts and additional content. And I'd love to hear your feedback and verse recommendations. And you can do that on the website or my social media. Thanks again for listening. Please share this with your friends. Let's get to today's verse. All right, so we have a super popular verse today. One I'm sure you've heard before. It's Philippians 4:13. A lot of people see this as their favorite verse in the whole entire Bible. And here's what it says: I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Now, great verse. This is one of those go-to verses whenever you feel like you are struggling with something or you're facing problems that you just don't know how to handle. This is a great go-to verse. Why? It's because it's telling us right here. Paul's saying, look, I can do anything because I'm strengthened by God. Now, I don't know about you, but I've had plenty of times in my life where I've not felt like I was enough, where I felt like I wasn't qualified for something, or I didn't have the strength to be able to do the thing that I needed to do. There were times when I felt like I was too scared to accomplish whatever task was set before me, or too hesitant. I was worrying too much. I mean, there's a million different things where I've felt like I was not enough. I was not strong enough, but the Bible promises us right here in Philippians 4:13 that I can do all things through him who strengthens me. So what does that mean? That means that first thing I really need to do is realize that I need some strengthening sometimes, that I can't do it on my own. In fact, one of the things that changed my life more than anything, probably the biggest lesson I've ever learned in my life, is through my struggle to be good enough, I came to the realization that, of course, I'm not good enough. I'll never be good enough. Like, that's, how could I be good enough for God? Like, what could I bring to him? But there's freedom in that, because I realized that if I'm not good enough, then that means that God's got to do something to make me enough, since he's invited me into his family. And the thing that he did to make me enough is that he paired who I was with who he is. And wherever my enoughness ended, that's when God's enoughness kicked up. That's where God's strength kicked in. And so we can face the trials that are before us. We can face the day. We can face the path that God has us on in this moment, knowing that no matter what comes down that road, look, we can take care of this. We can handle this. We can endure this. We can overcome this. We can push up that mountain. We can push through the wall. We can do all these things. How? Well, it's through him who strengthens us. Now, I will tell you, one of the biggest problems that we have in our lives is, rather than relying on God's strength to get us through the situation we're facing, we typically try to just do it on our own, like to just garner some courage and some energy and try to just tough it out. And I know as a man, one of the things we do is that we hear this a lot in the guy world is just man up and deal with it, you know? But at the end of the day, is there really any amount of just, you know, sucking it up and deal with, pull yourself up by the bootstraps, that's really going to get you through your problem? Well, Paul had a lot of problems that he faced, and he gives the answer. This is what he did. In fact, if you read some of the verses before that, he's saying, look, I know how to be content in whatever situation I'm in. I know how to be brought low. I know how to abound in any and every circumstance. I've learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. That's Philippians 4:12. So what's the secret? The secret is simple. God's the one who strengthened him. When he was in abundance, God was still his strength. When he was in need, God was still his strength. He realized that no matter what he was facing, that he could do anything, he could accomplish anything, he could endure anything. Why? Because he was strengthened by God. Now, I got to be honest on this side. Sometimes I realize that it takes a little faith for us to be able to just dive in that like we would want to, you know? I mean, I would love to just get to the end of my strength, like where my weakness began, and say, you know what, God, you got it from here, buddy. But you know what that takes? That takes something called faith. And faith is difficult sometimes whenever you're needing to let go of a situation. But here's something that I've realized about this Bible verse is I constantly apply, I can do all things through him who gives me strength, to things that I do. But what about if I applied the same principle to my faith? What if I said, I can have faith because of him who strengthens me? What am I doing in that moment? Then all of a sudden I'm saying, God, I'm weak in my faith. And you promise that when I'm weak, that you'll strengthen me. It's life changing. Don't let this just be a verse that makes you feel good deep down inside. Let this be a principle of your life. whatever you're facing, whatever you're doing, trust God who strengthens you. If you're in the North Houston area and are looking for a great church home, visit freedomdl.com. And to financially support this podcast with a tax-deductible donation, visit jasonjohncowart.com/partner.